It's time for the hot spot with me, DJ Juice. Let's go.
DJ Juice.
You listen to my boy DJ Juice
only on radio.dominican.edu.
Make some noise!
All right, everybody, we are here only on radio.dominican.edu, your place for the best music. All right, we got everything you need. Let me start off by giving y'all a little rundown of what we're going to be talking about. Obviously, we have to get to one of the bigger stories of this past weekend in terms of music, Miss Whitney Houston passing away and finally being buried next to her father. We also have Chris Brown and Rihanna. Are they getting back together or did they just work together? We got to figure that out. We're going to have that for you on the show, of course. Also, we're going to have to talk about, okay, I've been hearing about this show called Strange Addictions, My Strange Addictions, and this one broad had a funny addiction about increasing her bra size a little way too much. Triple K's? A little too much? Maybe so, a little tad bit. I'm not a boobs guy anyway to begin with. I'm more of an ass man, so Kim Kardashian, Nicki Minaj type booty is what I like. Just don't break it off. That's all I got to say. Also, we're obviously going to have your In The Mix session, so we're definitely going to be having you entertained during that 10 to 15 minute break right there. We're also going to have DJ T-Baby. We're going to have him in the studio later tonight to talk about the hottest MCs of the game this past weekend on Saturday. MTV2 counted down the 10 hottest rappers in the game right now. And you don't want to miss out who number one is. Between number one and two, it was a hard bet. But number one, I'm not too sure he deserves it, but we're definitely going to get around to talking about that. So We're gonna get to that in just a few minutes. But first of all, let me give a shout out real quick to all my homeboys. I gotta give a shout out to Tumelo, give a shout out to my brother supporting me, brotherly love. Give a shout out to all the listeners out there. Don't forget to like that Facebook page. All right. Go to DJ Juice and in quotation marks, the hotspot. So check it out, por favor. Let me know what you think. And we'll be letting you know what's going on and around that. Also, don't forget to come out to the DU men's and women's basketball game this Thursday night because it is the Play for K night at the Conlin Center. Play for K, what is it? It's an opportunity for a nation of coaches to raise breast cancer awareness and funds for research on the court across campuses in communities and beyond. So PSAC will be selling pink T-shirts to raise money for the K Yao Cancer Center. Shirts will be on sale at lunch this week in front of Calarega, which they started doing. I saw DJ Swag out there with Rhea. Definitely big ups to them. And they're only for $8 or at the door Thursday night for $10. So get it a little cheaper in front of Conlin, $2 off. Trust me, as a college student, that definitely counts. All right. Also, all the money that is raised will be sent to the K Yao Center Fund. If you wear your pink Play for K shirt to the game, admission is free. Women's game tips off at 5:30 and the men's tips at 7:30. We hope to see y'all there. Also, don't forget, if you guys have anything to say throughout the show, please hit me up at the station number at 415-482-3587. That's 415-482-3587. And getting to the first topic at hand, we definitely have to talk about Miss Whitney Houston. So Houston was laid to rest next to her father, John Russell Houston, who died in 2003. The burial was a small family-only affair on Sunday morning and not the star-studded event that it was on Saturday's moving funeral service. Definitely one of the big things about that was that Bobby Brown got kicked out a little early. Did he get kicked out or did he leave on his own free will? That, according to him, he said, and he released in a public statement saying, "My children and I were invited to the funeral of my ex-wife, Whitney Houston. We are seated by security and then subsequently asked to move on three separate occasions. I'd be offended. I feel I failed to understand why security treated my family this way and continued to ask us and no one else to move. Security then prevented me from attempting to see my daughter, Bobby Christina. In the light of the events, I gave a kiss to the casket of my ex-wife and departed as I refused to create a scene. I give him big ups because we all know Bobby Brown back in his day was a bad boy, so... You know, good thing he made himself look way better. And Reverend Al Sharpton spoke of the incident with Bobby. Once he was leaving the church, he was quoted by saying, "He showed nothing but love and respect for Whitney. I wish people would leave Bobby alone." And he's definitely gotten a bad rep. You guys, if you guys have been catching up with it, she died last week, Saturday, a day before the Grammys. So that was a shock. They made a whole room for her, a little segment for the Grammys where Jennifer Hudson sang, "I Will Always Love You." Very moving and a standing ovation for that as well. So what was he asked? What'd he say? Apparently the rumor was that he was only supposed to bring himself and three guests. He ended up bringing seven other people and they asked him that he couldn't bring that many. I think it was very onerous on his part for leaving a little early, and you know, big ups to the guy. I mean, come on. Your ex-wife is dead. You obviously, after being married for so long, I mean, you can show nothing but love and respect to someone that you shared so much time with, even though, you know, there's a bunch of people that are saying he ended up, you know, getting her into addiction, but he's clean now and she's gone. So, I mean, there's obviously some resentment from Whitney Houston's family on that end, that they don't like Bobby Brown, that they ain't feeling him. But you know what? We can do nothing but show him love. All right. So that right there, in the hot topic, that's what we're talking about. Also, you know what? When we come back from the break, I'm going to let you know exactly what's going on with Chris Brown and Rihanna, all right? Tweeting each other back and forth and making a collaboration, which might be pissing off Jay-Z a little too much. So here right now we have Turn Me On by David Guetta and Nicki Minaj. Enjoy.
Doctor, need you back home, baby. Doctor, where you at? Give me something. I need your love, I need your love, I need your loving. You got that kind of medicine that keep me coming. My body needs a hero, come save me. Something tells me you know how to save me. I've been feeling real low, oh, I need you to come in. Temperature is super high. If I scream, if I cry, it's only 'cause I feel alive. My body needs a hero, come and save me. Something tells me you know how to save me. I've been feeling real low, oh, I need you to come and rescue me. Oh.
Taking risks is a part of life. However, taking too many and betting everything you have can cause a lot of pain to yourself and others. Gambling is not something to be taken lightly. Some people lose everything in just an instant. Their lives become consumed by living on the edge. Please seek help and give yourself a chance to change your addiction, because when you come out of it, I can bet you that's something that's going to be worth it.
Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
What you bothering me for? There's a room full of niggas. What you following me for? This ain't no fucking sing-along. So girl, what you singing for? It's cause we blowin' like a C4. My whole crew blowin' like a C4. 20, get the ball rollin'. Fake IDs in the trash, we goin' straight to the top. Rooftop glass with a handful of girls, and they all so foreign. Rain so poison, rainbows flowing. Light skinned chick, first flight from Poland. A whole lot of friends, first flight from Poland. A whole lot of cash, first flight from Poland. Why? Cause they loving the crew. They loving the crew. They loving the crew.
Smoking weed under star projectors. I guess we'll never know what Harvard gets us. But seeing my family have it all took the place of that desire for diplomas on the wall. And really, I think I like who I'm becoming. There's times where I might do it just to do it like it's nothing. There's times where I might blow like 50K on a vacation for all my soldiers just to see the looks on all their faces. All it took was patience. I got a lot of friends to come up off the strip for me. The same ones that'll come up off the hip for me. The realest niggas say your lyrics do shit for me. I told my story and made his story. Tell him I'ma need reservations for 20. I never really been one for the preservation of money, nah. I much rather spend it all while I'm breathing. That OVO and that XO is everything you believe in, I know.
Nigga, we didn't use in the city.
Yeah, that right there was Crew Love by Drake from his album Take Care Deluxe Version. That actually right there was The Weeknd on every single vocal except for the rapping part. That was all Mr. Weeknd. I mean, The Weeknd is definitely ill. Check out his mixtape. He's definitely tight. He's been called the songbird of his generation by a lot of music critics. So definitely keep a lookout. He's from Canada. From Canada. So definitely check him out. With his mixtape House of Balloons, definitely a different sound. But back to the show. You're listening to The Hotspot here only on radio.dominican.edu with your boy DJ Juice in the studio, keeping you up late night, keeping you entertained, trying to get past all those, you know, trying to do homework stuff, trying to study. You know what? Take a little chill pill for about an hour or so. Stay tuned. Keep it locked. Definitely hit me up on my Facebook page. hit up the like page at DJ Juice the Hotspot. Like it. Let me know what you think of the show. Any suggestions for the show? I had someone last year hit me up about a mix idea. And you know what? You can give me a mix idea. It ended up being one of the better mixes I had, a Bay Area mix. So definitely shout out to that. Also, if you have anything to tell me or get involved within the show, hit me up if you would like at the station number here at 415-482-3587. And, you know, just show a little love. Get involved. And also don't forget to come out to the DU Women and Men's Basketball game this Thursday night. It is Play for K night at the Conlin Center. It's an opportunity for a nation of coaches to raise breast cancer awareness and funds for research on the court across campuses and communities and beyond. In case you're wondering what those pink shirts were that Rhea and Swag were selling out there, they were PSAC shirts. They're yellow. They're pink. My bad. They're pink. And they're to raise money, all right, for the cancer fund. And shirts are on sale at Calarega throughout the week for $8 only, but will be $10 at the door on Thursday night. So, and the money will go to the K Yao Cancer Fund. If you wear your pink Play for K shirt to the game, admission is free. Women's game tips off at 5:30 and the men's tips at 7:30 p.m. And come out, support. Second to last game, last game is on Saturday night, also a doubleheader, so go out and support our teams as they finalize their season. So you know what? Keep it moving, keep it rolling on the show. I was talking about Chris Brown for a little bit, and you know what? This fool's been all over this weekend in the news, from, you know, getting into beef during the Grammys. Well, not even getting into beef, just getting all this hate from his Grammy win last week, and not this past weekend, but the weekend before that, for the Grammy winning Best R&B Album. He got hate from Miranda Lambert, and she took it a little too far, where she ended up having a sign during her concert saying, "Chris Brown, take notes," on her song, one of her songs that talks about a woman getting ready to kill her abusive husband. And you know what? I'm thinking she's taking a little over the top. Like, Twitter, you know, go ahead and do your beef. But at a concert, like, you're seeming childish, because she made up the sign too. She made up her own sign just to try to ridicule this dude. But he's also been in the news because he's been beefing with WWE X Champ, all right, saying that, you know, CM Punk is using steroids, and CM Punk would have loved to, like, bash Chris Brown's head. You know what? This whole Twitter thing is getting ridiculously overdone. That's why I don't have no freaking Twitter. Screw that. I don't need no beef. If you got beef, tell it to my face. Right there, you know, whatever. But Chris Brown, the biggest news about him, he ended up collaborating with his ex, Rihanna, who obviously everybody knows the details. You know, 3 years ago, beating her up, giving her horrible scars, and then she turned into a freak, and he turned into a weirdo with all them tats and stuff. But they started to talk again, and he even wished her a happy birthday. Yesterday was her 24th birthday, so happy birthday to Miss Rihanna. But the two have done remixes to one another's songs. Chris Brown has helped on the remix for Rihanna's birthday cake from her album, and Rihanna offered a few lyrics for his remix for Turn Up the Music from his album. And, you know, it's interesting what they say on those songs. Definitely give a tune to it. Definitely check it out, because it's a little weird. They're kind of going back at, like, you know, having sex, haven't seen you in a while. It feels good, like, a little too much. And people are apparently pissed off about it. There's been people that have gotten annoyed because they're like, you know what, Chris Brown beat you up. How the hell are you going to let him touch you or, like, even talk to him again? All right, even talk to him. But you see, the thing is, some people have forgiven him. Other people haven't. I personally, like, don't care. Think about it like this. Michael Jackson, how many things did Michael Jackson have going on with his court cases? People forgave him for it because he was a great artist. Listen to his artistry, and that's it. I'm not saying Chris Brown is at that level right now, or not at all. I'm not saying either or, but he's definitely not in the area of Michael Jackson right now. But you definitely have to, I mean, come on, get out of the man's personal life. The personal life was done 3 years ago, but you know what? The thing about being in the public eye, things are never forgotten. So that's another thing to consider. I don't know. If you have any requests, let me know here up in the studio. Let me know if you have any requests at all. I'll do live requests for tonight's show, you know, most definitely. And when we come back, we're going to have to talk about the next thing on our topic, which was this girl getting implants as big as 38 triple Ks. What the hell is this broad thinking? Would any of you ladies Seriously, hit me up on the Facebook with any of you ladies. What's the biggest size you might end up going if you get, if you ever thought about getting breast implants? What is the highest you would go, or what is it that you would reduce from your breast size if they're a little too much? All right, hit me up on Facebook. Let me know. Check it out. Don't forget to like that Facebook page, DJ Juice, the hot spot. We'll be back after these commercial breaks.
The best in student programming. On radio.dominican.edu. And turn me on.
In my pants, man, I love phone sex.
Five in the morning.
Reggae.
Need more entertainment? What you talking about?
Then tune in to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, let's go.
Look at me now. Yeah. I'm fresher than you.
All right, everybody. We are back here only on radio.dominican.edu with your boy DJ Juice on the hotspot. You know, your most entertaining late night hour, basically, because we stay up late. We stay up hella late trying to entertain y'all, so keeping it rocking. Also, hit me up on my Facebook page, either my personal one or my like page, which is DJ Juice, the hotspot. Hit me up with any requests that you might want to hear. Let me know what y'all think. And in the studio right now, we have a very special guest coming on from a very, very good show. I would say it's we're competitors in that area, right?
yeah,
we're,
definitely.
We're competitors. Even though you talk more sports, we're competitors.
Definitely.
I mean, it helps having somebody else, though.
Right. I know what you mean.
All right. So right now in the booth, if y'all don't know who I'm talking about, y'all need to start listening to their show. It's What Are You Talking About? It's DJ T-Baby, which airs what day?
It is actually Wednesday, so tomorrow from 3 to 4 p.m. It's the early slot. I know Juice has the nighttime slot locked down. He's got a lockdown, but we got like the matinee slot, the three to four, right before like the early bird dinner for all you old people. So 3 to 4 tomorrow, tune in.
I know, and if you can't catch any of our shows or any shows here live, guess what? You can catch it on podcast at the radio station, radio.dominican.edu. Place to be, I think.
It is. I mean, if you're not listening to radio.dominican.edu, I don't know what you're doing with your time.
What you doing with your time, with your life. But yeah. Guess what? Right now, I have something to ask people, and that's in general. If there are any ladies out there that, you know, can help me out with this. There's a show on TLC, which you said would be on TLC.
Right.
All right. It's called My Strange Addiction. Never watched the show, but I saw this one clip. All right. Searching through website for content. And this girl named Shayla she's got 38 triple Ks.
Triple Ks.
Triple Ks. I thought, you know, double Ds are big, yeah. Triple Ds maybe, but this girl's got triple Ks. All right. I'm going to show the link later on tonight to what this broad is like, because they show a video documentary on her. Her name is Shayla, and she has about 85 fluid ounces of saline in each breast. You know what that amounts to? Here's a figure. That's more than a six-pack of sodas in each implant.
Wow.
I don't know how the hell she moves around. Wow. That's a lot of weight. That's a lot of weight. But get this. She wants to keep getting them bigger. All right? She had her first implant when she was 19 years old and now has had 22 operations. She started off with B cups and then got D's her first time. Now she's moved up to 38 triple K's. She says she can't run All she does is walk. She can't find clothes because they're kind of hard to find for such big ass breasts. All right, let's be honest. That's a lot to cover if she wants to cover at all, period. And she can't even tie her own shoelaces without her breasts getting in the way. She has to have her daughter help her out. She can't even hug her daughter fully.
Wow. K's. So she's working her way up that alphabet.
I don't know what this broad's trying to get to. Z's?
You know, she went B's to D's? I mean, I don't know much about breast implants, but that seems like even a big jump at the beginning goes B's to D's.
I mean, that's it's not embarrassing, but it's a little too much. How much would any girl go? I'm personally not I'm not a breast man per se. I'm more of an ass man myself. So I don't know. My friend actually just hit me up, and she was like, a full B, maybe even a C, but triple K's?
I've never heard of K's. That to me sounds unprecedented. I've never heard of anyone who has K's.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm like,
come on.
Who has K's? Nobody has K's. Like, it's incredible. This girl's not even a stripper. You'd think a stripper would have K's.
And apparently she's a mom. She has a daughter.
What is she teaching this
little girl? Exactly. Daughter's friends probably pick on her all the time.
Can you imagine if she has a boyfriend later on in life? This girl has got to be around 8 years old. If she have a boyfriend, I'm not going to lie. As a dude with a mom with big breasts, you can't help but stare.
Yeah.
If I were going out with this little girl, had I been a little younger, I'm not a pedophile.
No,
Let's get this clear. DJ Juice.
If you were 8 years old.
If I was 8 years old and I ended up dating her later on in life and we were the same age, I can't help but notice her mom's breasts. Like, I would have fantasies. And you can't even lie. You can't even lie. But, you know you've had fantasies of, like, older women when you were younger that look good.
And you would stare. I mean, you have to stare. Even if you weren't attracted to her, just on the size alone, you'd be staring. You know, everyone's going to be staring at those.
Can you imagine just doing her? Like, I can never have her on top. That's all I got to say. I'm going to suffocate with them boobies up on me. That's like 12 packs of sodas, all right? I can't say.
That's the point that puts in perspective is the soda. It's like 12-pack of soda.
12-pack of soda on her chest. Like, how do you move?
She must have a bad back.
She actually looks perfectly fine, and she's Brazilian, so she's got an accent. Okay. And I was just like, I've never watched the show. Heard a lot about it though.
Yeah.
Like, I heard like this dude has like a fixation, like sexual relationship with his car.
It's a bizarre show from what I've heard.
It's a strange show with people who have out of this world addictions.
Yes.
Hence the title.
Yes.
But I don't know. Personally, I would not, if I were a girl, I would never go that big.
No.
Or man.
If you're into that kind of thing.
If you want to change your roles a little bit, you know. If instead of being like Ciara and be like a boy, you want to be like a girl, you know, that's all up to y'all. But you know what? Yeah. Y'all listening to radio.dominican.edu with your boy DJ Juice in the studio. As we always do, keeping it live, entertained. Hit me up with any music requests that you guys may have. We have T-Baby in the studio, in the house right now.
That is correct.
You know, you got it. You got to give it up. When can they catch your show, dog?
Again, it's What Are You Talking About with me and P-Ab, and that is 3 to 4 on Wednesdays. Get that afternoon fix on, 3 to 4. I mean, Juice has got you 10 to 11. We got you tomorrow, 3 to 4. You got the nighttime, then you got the matinee special.
The matinee special. There we go. And you know what? What's a requesting song that you might want, dog? Let me
that,
know.
That I would want?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Hear? What you
want
to hear?
I mean, that's tough. I mean, you got everything, right? You got the juice, pun intended. You got the juice.
I got the juice. You know what?
I'm going to let you pass. I don't know. You're the DJ. You're the DJ Juice.
Hey, DJs take special requests. You know what? I'm going to have him during the break. Give me a request. Stay tuned. Right now, we're going to take it back a little old school. This out there is for all my smokers. Taking it back.
The remix.
Oaktown.
Wow. We creeping in, too, baby.
We got 5 on
everything,
man.
We got Drew Bell. We got the Looney.
Shot G.
Now we got Yuck Man.
Yeah, Richie Rich. Eat folded.
Spice Hurricane.
Say you got 5 on my tender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say, bruh, no elementary school ground playing. Not a $5 bill, but 500 on the real field. I'm on the level, stay mellow. No criticism from the fellows. Hello, being key during the high speed, but still don't tap the BB. I'm DD, Drew Bell, baby.
Like Night Quill, I drop fever. So either put your 5 up or you got to leave it like Diva. Cause see ya, Niggy perfect, broke a smoke, just slip all day. Go home and buy Big Drinky with his pretty then parlay. I got 5 on the Hennessy, Seagrams or Gordons. Cause this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City, Frank Nitti is a donut. I'm blowing it up like Oklahoma.
Put your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend more corners than you thought to something writers bought. Most C-Zacks believe that. Token, where you from? Oakland, smoking in attempts to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need me, scream double R when you see me.
So bad. 40 makes it happen. 5K slacking, revenue grossing, just a little bit of lightweight. Flamboats and potent fumes linger. Mighty clouds and northern lights. Disrespect to Victor Baron and you be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrilla, but perhaps today my skrilla ain't feeling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track where hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching fire, man, I'm thirsty. Took off my hat, passed it around.
Me and me 42 the head coming fifth plus. Yuck, let the lead bust. Ready to do a murder, man. Purge off the hurricanes. Learn the game. Witness what being off 2 fifths equal. Me killing people like Jason facing death every sequel.
Insane in the membrane.
Bring the pain like method, neglected. Smoking crisp the night to the brain for breakfast. Guzzle the Hindu, fence to do the evil that men do. Give me feed, I shall proceed and continue.
I got five on it. Nothing with that, no weed. I got five on it. Got it,
Since I hollered from the town, mess around and hurry up, getting up. Said I gotta be down, cause new styles is going down. Look around you, tunes from the loon spreading round and round you. Back to get my O on, they let me flow on. The Fetty Bob on it, yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them draws, velvet for the mic, and got a pound for the cause.
Word of cannabis sativa hitting a Mary Jane. Smoking a 5 before it's 12 o'clock, sipping on Hurricane. Ready to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window. Finna go to the land with a handful of broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crunch nasty, I be hitting the J so hard I Earl. Falling on the floor, finna have a stroke. THC ain't no joke. I got 5 on everything, let's get loaded and smoke. It's P-I-C-E about to hit it and crow.
What's up, baby? It's me, your boy with the cape that's always tight. You a little short on some ends? Don't worry, I take care of that. I got 5 on that. I got you.
Hey, the TIP, man. Can't go to South. Rubber band, man. Boing. With my 4-1-12. Letting out a sucker for Lord, no, man. Keep your girl out the club if you want them. Don't make no mistake. We will take your girl, you did.
See you come through, you be with your man, he be cuffing you. I be like, wow, chains on you. Check out a photo club, what you need to do, people don't get in the streets, saying you're happy, you wanna give it to me. I was saying no, what's getting this sweet? First you gotta know what the rules gonna be.
We stick, then we split, ain't no hits, but you coming with me.
I'm a chin, I set you up, what you don't know how to get it up.
Tell him once I had a business like a G. He run up with the door, this cannon I'm gonna pull. So before you take off your panties, we should have a understand.
There, my friends, is If I Hit. That right there is 112 featuring T.I. and C.R. from their album a few years back called Pleasure and Pain. You know what? Now, right now, y'all used to listening to In the Mix, but you know what? We got to get through this real quick because I got to have a debate with my boy T-Baby
okay,
here.
Okay, all right.
All right. about the hottest MCs in the game right now, and you're listening to radio.dominica.edu only with your boy DJ Juice on the hot spot. And you know what? We got a on Saturday, they ended up MTV2 had a brain trust, all right, quote unquote brain trust of a few music critics and editors to come up with top 10 MCs of the past year. Yeah, I know, right? So number 10, Wale. Number 10 was Wale. Mm. And I can actually respect that because if you actually hear his flow, he's got an interesting way of rapping.
Yeah, he does.
And nothing could have said it more than what he was looking for this year with his hit album Ambition. Just the title alone tells you exactly what he wants to do. After releasing his debut album Attention Deficit in 2009, he kind of fell off a little bit. He was trying to come out a little different, fast fire spitter. But I definitely think he's got bars, and he's definitely signed with a good music group right now. Started off by Rick Ross Maybach Music Group. Mm-hmm.
And I will admit, I do like Wale because he's a Seinfeld fan. He's a big Seinfeld fan. Yeah. That's personally one of my favorite shows. But on a brief side note, before we get too into this, I just want to throw out there, I am a big underground rap fan, but I'll put that aside because I do listen to mainstream music from time to time. I do listen to some of the guys. I listen to the radio quite a bit, so I do mess with some of these guys on the top 10 list.
All right, and these top 10 list people were selected by the impact that they've had, the buzz that they've had around them, the sales, which usually never lie. Lyrics, definitely the biggest thing. Swag, and so many more things.
There's a lot of factors going into it.
And the most intangible, creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity. Although, I mean, now mainstream music is definitely more commercial stuff, but being able to sell stuff. I mean, he came out with his song to start off, which was That Way with Jeremiah on the hook. And I think that got the ladies crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that song was dope, and it was smooth, it was nice. And he came out with Lotus Flower Bomb, another, like, for the ladies type song. Mm. And just the way he delivers, I definitely like his delivery. It's very, like, raw, very simple at times, but it gets to the point.
Yeah, easy to listen to, too. You just kind of kick back, take it easy, and throw them on.
Yeah, exactly. And at number 9 was Wiz Khalifa, who was last year's breakthrough artist. He's number 9. Do you agree with that?
I mean, honestly, I'm just not a Wiz Khalifa fan.
What?
Personally,
get out my studio.
No, personally, it's because I worked at the Dominican sporting events last season, and they played it before every girls' basketball game, Black and Yellow. Killed it for me. But I do like that song he has with Snoop Dogg.
Their collaborative album.
Yeah, that
Mac. That Mac one, and Devin.
The one song where I don't even know what it's called.
Young, Wild, and Free?
Yeah, I love that song. I mean, that's a great song. Drunk.
Oh, yeah. That's my
even
jam.
He has a couple other songs like I'll Roll
Chief.
Up or whatever.
That's my song When I Chief.
But, he definitely has flow, but lyrically, I think he's kind of subpar, honestly.
Lyrically, I think he's okay. I think what he definitely has is he's got charisma. He's definitely got charisma, and he's got a presence about him. He's definitely, I don't know, he's got that, he's definitely got, like, the stoners. Like,
he's got
that,
tats. He's got a lot of tats, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's different in the way that he comes off. Like, the way he dresses is a little different.
Yeah.
But he knows how to pull it off. Lyrically, he's not that. He definitely gets dope beats.
Yeah.
But he's definitely someone that's young that needs to grow a little more.
And he is, he's in his early 20s,
He's in his
he?
Early 20s. He's only dropped, like, 2 albums.
Yeah.
One with Snoop Dogg, he's dropped a bunch of mixtapes. I think his mixtapes are a lot much more of who he
right.
is. More raw, more street. Just because, obviously, he had a little bit of commercial songs like Roll Up.
Yeah, that was on the radio, 94.9 all the time.
I was like, Roll Up. I'm thinking like rolling up paper.
Yeah.
Because we all know what he smokes in those papers.
Yes.
But number 8, this one caught me a little bit by surprise that he was on the list, was Big Sean.
Yeah, honest, I don't even listen to Big Sean often. I'm pretty sure DJ B from radio.dominica.edu is a Big Sean fan. He might have said Jay Sean. I think he said Big Sean. But I'm not a big Sean fan.
I'm not a big Sean fan either. Yeah. It's funny how those words kind of mix together.
Yes, they do.
Big Sean, I don't know. Like, he's got interesting, like, flow. He's got interesting flow to my ears, but his music just sometimes like.
I just don't think top 10. Like, he's
top 10, maybe not. Who would you have liked to see that, you know, we haven't called
out
yet?
Again, honestly, if I was putting together my top 10, it'd be like 8 underground guys.
Okay.
But if we're sticking it with mainstream, I don't even know. Even I like Mac Miller more than Big Sean.
Mac
honestly.
Miller,
and I'm not
you're white. It's because you're white.
Hey, boy. I know. It's a conspiracy, but I'm not even a big Mac Miller fan. But I like him more than Big Sean.
All right, number 7, Meek Mill.
Almost Mac. That sounds kind of like Mac Miller.
Mac Miller, but it's Meek Mill.
Okay.
Meek Mill signed to, obviously, also Maybach Music Group.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't had an album out yet, but he's been on the collaborative Self-Made Man Volume 1 right. that Rick Ross had with his Maybach Music Group. I think he spit a lot of interesting stuff. I've listened to some of his stuff that's more streetwise.
Right.
He definitely has street buzz. He's definitely a guy to look out. He's very raw, in-your-face, aggressive-type lyrics.
Yeah, and he's got to be something if he hasn't released an album and he's seven. The people must like him to some degree.
Like, in terms of, like, street credibility and street buzz, he definitely has that because he's very raw, in-your-face, kind of like an old-school battle type.
Right.
Very much reminiscent of, like, Tupac is on tracks, like, very, you know, aggressive, very on it. Which, number seven, a little... I mean, I would definitely pick him over Big Sean, definitely pick him over Wiz Khalifa. I would put Wale a little above him, just because I like his style.
Yeah, and he's got a pretty good buzz going, Wale. I am actually a little surprised, too, that he's number 10.
Yeah.
He's a bigger name than some of those guys.
He's a bigger name, and he's been out there for a lot longer.
Right. And he likes Seinfeld. Just saying.
Just saying, all right? Off of his collaborative attempt with Kanye, Jay-Z comes in at number six.
Okay. I can mess with that. I like Jay-Z.
I like Jay-Z. I like his style of flow as well. I mean, a lot of it has to do with, like, to the ear, just how your voice goes to the ear. But number six, I personally thought might be a little too high just because he didn't come out much with besides Watch the Throne, which a lot of the credit has gone to Kanye, not Jay-Z.
Because of the production value.
Because of the production value, the type of sound that he incorporated.
Yeah, and Jay-Z's been better before. He's
been a little bit better. His American Gangster album, I wasn't too fond of it. He just should have left with the Black album.
Yeah, honestly, he's probably just up there just because of name and longevity, because he's been doing it for so long. But you make a good point. He hasn't done a whole lot lately. I mean, he's done stuff lately, but it's not as quality as his previous material.
Yeah, and I don't know. He's definitely someone that, you know, he lost out a little bit too much. He's obviously, congrats to him. He's had a kid, so he hasn't been focused much on his music.
He's a father.
He's a big papa now. You know, he ain't Big Pippin. He Big Papa now. So that right there was number six. Number five, Weezy. YMCB.
I mean, he's kind of a polarizing rapper. Like, he's loved or hated.
God damn it. Lil Wayne need to get back. All right. Need to get back to his old stuff from the Carter 3.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I will agree. I listened to the Carter 3 in high school, and I'm not a big Lil Wayne fan, but I like the Carter. I like Shoot Me Down. Great song. I listen to that on repeat sometimes.
Did you listen to the one with Robin Thicke?
Oh, yeah, I have. What is it called?
You know what?
He has some good songs on that track. I mean, I'm not a big Lil Wayne fan. I think sometimes he can be extremely creative. Other times he can just rap about just dumb material that you don't want to listen to.
Yeah, exactly.
But what I'm saying is I've never met someone who's like, just like, oh, I'm okay with Lil Wayne. Usually you love him or you hate him.
Tie My Hands, that's what it was.
Tie My Hands.
That was a
real
album.
Tie My Hands in the chorus. I can't sing, but. Yeah.
And that was right after Katrina.
Yeah,
it was
that CD had some hits. Shoot Me Down, though, is one of my favorite rap songs out there, honestly.
Oh, my God. Like, just bring him back. Too much commercial. He's trying to do a little too much out there, like Nicki Minaj. And speaking of Nicki Minaj, she comes in at number four, kicking off her mentor from a top spot.
Yeah, aside from her.
Nicki Minaj just moved everybody out of the way with her gargantuous ass.
Yeah, she literally moved to number four. She bumped people out of the way. But aside from her Grammy performance, which was just awful, I really like Nicki Minaj. I think she's actually a dope lyricist. Like, I like her lyrics and her flow.
You know, a lot of people would disagree with you, and I would say mostly women. They do not like Nicki Minaj for some odd ass reason.
It's because they're hating on her because they want a beer.
I
like Nicki Minaj. I think she has good flow. I think there's a lot of bad female rappers out there. I think she's easily like top three in terms of female rappers.
Yeah, well, there's not that many out there to begin with. I mean, Little Mama, please.
Yeah, Jean Grey is a good one out there, underground head. But I like Nicki Minaj's style, but that Grammy performance was dreadful.
That was just awful. I was weirded out. I was like, I am so scared for the people that are up at the audience.
Yeah.
All right, number three, Kanye West, because of his two albums, Watch the Throne and My Fantasy Nightmare.
I mean, Kanye West has the production value down to a science.
I don't think anyone else that I've listened to has such great production and can take so many different genres of sound and blend them into rap.
Exactly.
Or hip-hop.
And even some of his songs, like All the Lights, I thought was going to be killed because the radio just played it so often. I still listen to it. Like, I burn CDs from time to time. I have it on my CD. Yeah. I still listen to it regularly. It hasn't been killed for me yet. And I've listened to it a lot. But I'm not a big Kanye fan, but I respect that he's a great production. He's great at production. Probably the best out there.
He's great at production. His lyrics might need a little work, but based on his production and all he's done with Watch the Throne and even his own album for Monster, I liked that record. Definitely big ups. Number two and number one. You know what? It's a big debate. And in case you guys are just tuning in, this is radio.dominican.edu here with your boy DJ Juice on the hot spot in the booth right now with your boy T-Baby.
Yes,
what
sir.
Are you talking about? Which you can catch him every Wednesday, all right?
That is correct.
At
3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And if you can't catch any of our shows, catch it live on podcast. They're live on podcast.
No excuses to miss the shows.
No excuses. Just click on that. Radio.dominican.edu. Number two, Drake. I'm not a big Drake fan.
No.
I'm not a big Drake fan, all right? I think he's cool at some points, and at other points, he's okay.
Yeah, well, I think he sings too much, even though he has a very good singing voice.
This album, he sang a lot.
Yes, have someone else sing a hook or chorus every once in a while, not just you. Even though he has a great singing voice. I love his singing voice, but don't sing like every song.
Take Care, he sings. The only song he actually raps from that I know of thus far is The Motto.
Yeah.
That was the only one where he keeps it strictly rap. Take Care, he sings.
Yeah, but
Headlines, he did a little rap. He did mostly rapping too, but I didn't like that song.
He did go off my book slightly because I'm big on rap battles. In the Canadian battle scene, King of the Dot, and Drake's obviously from Canada. He actually co-hosted one of the events.
Have you heard of The Weeknd?
I have.
The Weeknd, I think, is dope.
Yeah,
I like The Weeknd.
Yeah, but
the stuff he comes out of his mouth is weird. He sings too, though. He sings and kind of raps.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes... Drake's okay. He has multi-syllable rhymes sometimes. He has okay flow, but I would just cut down on the singing.
Yeah.
But props to hosting the battle, because I'm a big battle fan. The fact that he went to a battle, and he actually put some money up to the people battling. So he went up in my book for that.
Okay, we have somebody from, you know, Loose Lips saying that you need to F off.
Talking about me.
Yeah. What did you end up doing?
Actually, hey, he's probably mad because I'm on Wednesdays because I got that prime 3 to 4 slot. Everyone on Wednesdays is mad because me and P.I. got the prime spot.
Okay.
But I'm not with the hatred. I'm a pacifist
And that's exactly what it is.
I'm not trying to get involved in that.
So Drake, number two, not agreed to my standards. But based on sales, that's probably what bumped him up. Based on sales.
But sales doesn't necessarily coincide with creativity. You know that.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
It can, but not always.
But just based off sales, I think number two is his.
He is.
Number one got me by surprise. Yeah, all right?
Me too.
And it's the founder of his empire, Maybach Music Group, Rick Ross.
See, what does Rick Ross have?
Rick Ross, I think the reason.
Other than a beard.
That big ass beard and that big ass belly. I think the reason that he came up is because he purely raps. And it's hard rapping. It's not like Drake, where he raps and sings. It's like straight delivery, aggressive, raw voice. I couldn't agree with Timbaland, though. Timbaland earlier last week said that he is a reincarnation of Biggie Smalls, the Notorious B.I.G.
No.
I disagree. That's BS. There's no way in hell he's like B.I.G.
Just because they're both fat
and can rap
does not mean they're lyrically similar.
But delivery-wise and lyrically, like, Notorious B.I.G. would notoriously destroy him.
He would just murder him.
He would notoriously K-I-L-L.
Yes, he would be notorious for the crime he committed towards Rick Ross.
Exactly. And Rick Ross comes up on this because of sales, because he started his own empire. And think about it. He kind of deserves it a little bit because he's placed two other people from his music group on this roster, Wale and Meek Mill.
That's true. But honestly, I am surprised to see him at one.
At number one. It's also all the features he's been on.
If you ask someone who's doing it best right now in mainstream music, I don't think people would say Rick Ross. I still think they'd say Kanye. People would even say Jay-Z still, Lil Wayne, Drake.
I think most people would agree with Drake.
Yeah.
Just because he's all over the air right now. He's all over the air.
Yeah, quick shout out. Biggie Bancomo is a big Rick Ross fan. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I don't know if he has pull with the voters.
You know what? He got pull with the voters. Biggie knows a lot of people,
right? He does. He knows some people who know some people who rob some people. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And she says she only says it because she loves you.
Well, the love is mutual.
The love is mutual.
It is.
The love and the hate is all in one.
It's a love-hate relationship.
There's
That's what it is.
There's a fine freaking line. But you know what? We're kind of running out of time a little bit on this, but you know what? I haven't played. You're in the mix, and you know what? I definitely have to do it. So, Torres, right now, We're going to have your In The Mix session right about now. Tune in. Keep it locked. Right after the mix, I'll come back to say peace later, because guess what? I'm the final show of the night, so I can go as long as the hell I want.
Closing out, baby.
So you know what? You're in the mix with your boy DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu.
I want you to love me.
I want you to love me
like you never loved before.
Girl, I'm gonna beat it.
Girl, I'm gonna beat it.
I kinda like you got a high score.
I'm such a drunk off the Jamie
High score.
Baby, 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 won't you save me?
I need your love. Need your love. Need your love.
I'm drunk off the Jamie
and I need.
Bro. The girl I'm with, she's so amazing, y'all. She wanna take it raw. When that bass hit hard, she whispered in my ear, I wanna taste it. Oh, yeah, she my heroine. Looking so good in that heroin. Yeah, she could do her thing. Louis V verses in a brand new range. And I'm in the zone. Pop another bottle, they playing my song. Playing my song. Playing my, playing my, playing my song.
You make me wanna love you. Make me wanna love you.
Look up at the waitress, tell her to put it on my tab. See a man hating, why the hell he mad? We jumping in the limo, you jumping in the cab.
Now we getting drunk up in the club, we wildin' out. After party up in my place is going down. Turn up the sound, let the bass pound.
Damn, you're a sexy chick.
Damn, girl.
in a mix like that. And I know you like it when it's just like that. Harder girlies just love my swag. From my kicks to the way I fix my hat, I'm back. Fresh like some new J's. Brody got next, NBA 2K, I'm too paid. Shaded with some ladies, reppin' my city. West LA, baby, West LA made me this way. Two rules, stay fresh, homie, get paid. Hey, never broke, and never bummy. I'm from where it's forever sunny. And I feel like money, man, I feel like money. Feel. Only new artists with an old school deal. Yeah. Tied the game by Steve Lobel. Yeah. So we always win, don't receive no L's. No. New girls act like they know me so well. But I shows no love and be like, oh well. When my album drops, sure as hell gon' sell. Yeah. Stack cash and laugh like L.O.
Man, I feel like L-O. Money.
Man, I feel like money.
Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s on your titties, bitch. 100D VIP, no guest list. TT vlog, you don't know who you fucking with. Got my other bitch, fucking with my other bitch. Fucking all night, nigga, we ain't sell a bit. Nigga say I'm too dope, I ain't selling it. Bar fresher than a motherfucking peppermint. Go Letterman's, last king killing shit. Young money, yeah, we getting rich. Put your grandma on my dick. Girl, you know what it is. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s in the 50s bitch. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s in the 50s bitch. I'm a motherfucking star. Look at the paint on the car. Too much rim, make the ride too hard. Tell that bitch hop out, walk the boulevard. I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like Alonzo. Rondo. Green got cheese like a nacho. If you ain't got no ass, bitch, wear a poncho. Head honcho, got my seat back. Nigga staring at me, don't get bapped. Got my shirt off, the club two pack. It's two turn going up like gas. God damn, pull out my rags. Mike Jackson, nigga, yeah, I'm bad. Rat tat tat tat, tat it up in my bag. All the hoes love me, you know what it is. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s in the 50s bitch. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s in the 50s bitch.
Throwing hundreds, hundreds. Hundreds, hundreds. Throwing hundreds, hundreds.
Rack City bitch, rack City bitch.
Hunnits, hunnits. Throwing hunnits, hunnits. Hunnits, hunnits.
Rack City bitch, rack City bitch.
Hey, that right there was your In the Mix. It's your boy DJ Juice. All right. That right there is the entire show. You know what? We went a little over, but you know what? Just keeping y'all entertained is all we like to do. So stay tuned for more radio.dominican.edu tomorrow. Don't forget to like my Facebook page, por favor. That's DJ Juice, the hotspot. So we'll be back next Tuesday, same time, 10 p.m., right after the tailgate. Don't forget to listen to all our sports only on Tuesday nights. And then end it with a little bit of music, hip-hop, entertainment. And with your In the Mix, we're definitely going to have you guys hit me up on Facebook with any ideas that you may have for In the Mix sessions or any requests you may want to hear throughout the show. Hit me up. Let me know what y'all think. And we out of here. Don't forget to check out the men's and women's basketball game this Thursday night and Saturday night. 5:30 women's, 7:30 men's. That's when the kickoff happens. So you know what? Keep it locked. Radio.dominican.edu. This is your boy DJ Juice saying peace. Laters. Wave goodbye. Wish me well.